Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, May 29th, 2019. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stobe.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
Tonight on the Diaspora Forum, we are talking about the just-ended Zim Expo.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077, and as usual, we'll call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 millimeter frequency and on the 4930-6080 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, at www.voashona.com, and at www.voandevele.com.
If you've just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk on the Diaspora Forum, we are talking about the just-ended Zim Expo.
Hundreds of Zimbabweans attended this year's Zim Expo last weekend in Chicago, where some business people said they managed to strike lucrative deals with their counterparts in USA and Zimbabwe.
Zim Expo, which is an annual business and social networking event held annually in the USA, featured a business dinner, Miss Zimbabwe USA, a clash of the DJs, and soccer matches. Apart from that, business people exhibited various goods.
Some Zimbabweans were happy that they managed to process passports and birth certificates. Representatives of the Zimbabwe Embassy were a big hit at the event.
The event also featured rising dancehall music star Jazz Signal and Afropop singer Cindy Munyabi. Organizers of the event hope that they will hold a big and better show next year. No venue has been determined.
Please note that we are live streaming this show right now on our Facebook pages, VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele.
Yebo, chonga kunjani mfowethu?
Ngiyaphila wena.
Yeah,
ndakanzwa kuti wanga uri ku Zim Expo.
Yeah, kati
mbona. Yeah. Wakaona here President Obama?
Bengumdingile kodwa ngidinge ngamswele.
Abana kuya ku Zim Expo.
Ndanzwa kuti uphenduke eminyango so
wathi. Umakapesana pesana.
Yeah.
Ndizvozvo.
Mbose ngambona nje.
Nokuti wakanga uri mushamawo chaimo.
Kunjalo foi, kunjalo.
Ndizvozvo ke.
Yeah, so ke kunjalo chonga. Zvurukanda pa so namhlanje sikhuluma ngombukiso we Zim Expo okati kona kona pa eChicago kwele Melika. Ngambile ke sibili ku Zim Expo bekunenge kati kona ngale. Bekulo Miss Zimbabwe USA lapho kunqobe khona untombazana okuthiwa ke ngwako Jack. Untombazana lo unothando. Ukhanya sibili utshengise udlabanye sibili kunyomalisayo. Kuzobuya ke i Clash of the DJs asumculo okati cha khona ngale. Bekufiwa sibili. Kuzobuya njalo le business dinner lapho kade abantu besidla bekholisa ngapha bekhuluma ngezamabhizimusi. Ngaphandle kwalokho bekunjalo kule nguqu phela. Umdlalo wenguqu abantu bawuthatha kazelela kakhulu. So bekudlalwa khona ngale kunzima sibili. Nxa sisikhangela okunye okade kukhona bekulabantu abavela esikolweni seMelika akade belungisela labo abafuna ukuba lamapassport, labo abafuna ukuba lamabirth certificates lento ezinjalo. Uyaqhubekela phambili ngomnyaka ozayo umbukiso lo weZim Expo kodwa ukwazi ukuthi uyabonga phakankhona. Sibonile njalo kade kulo Jazz Signal lo ohlabelayo sibili uhlabela ingoma yakhe enye ithize kuzobuye lo Afropop singer uSindi Munyabi bebekhona ngale sibili. Hayi, kungani bekukuhle kakhulu jonga.
Hayi wendizvozvo. Manzwa kubva kuna Gibbs Dube mutori wedu enhau akanga ari kuZim Expo achitsanangura zvakatora nzvimbo. Hanzi aiwa kwava kune mavhu nemarara evanhu vakanga variko ikoko vaibva matunhu akasiyana siyana emuno muAmerica nekuCanada nevamwewo vanenge vakabvawo kunyika dzimwe dzakaita sekunana United Kingdom vachiuya kunotandara kuZim Expo. Zim Expo mukana unopiwa vana veZimbabwe neshamwari dzavo dziri muno nevanoronga mutambo iwe kuti vange vachisangana pamwe chetewo nokuita zvemabhizimusi kutengeserana nezvimwe zvakadaro. Ataura Gibbs kuti gore rino vazhinji vakanakizwa zvikuru nekuvepo kwevamiriri vemuzinda weZimbabwe muno muAmerica vaikwanisa kunge vachipa vanhu mukana wekutora mabirth certificate nemapassport magwara ekufambisa nemagwara ekuberekwa waibva wangozviitirwa ipapo. Ndofunga wanga usingabvawapiwa birth certificate ipapo waingofila ufila mafomu.
Yeah, ufila mafomu mbao sewe tumezele Zimbabwe. Ukwenza kutu uyapatali mali. Unapatali mali ya nkona. So siti kuluma umuntu esi unatumezele kona.
Okay.
Tapu tumtula atola.
Anasutura kumusha.
Uza tata wese hambisa kuna ngale kumsiteli.
Ndizo.
Ye kumsiteli kesewe lungisa. Baka lungisa sekubisa peking hapa. Sutu nyezo la esikyo
wasa. Yozo tumirwa. Yeah. Uungu ndizo. So anzima ya kwanza kupiwa mkana ufila mafomu. Ni kubadra marizenyu. So tumirwa kumusha. Imi moronga muna anenga ajizo nukufambisira ya mapepe ya unakunotora. So zosu kwa kuno. So zutumirwa kwa uri. E, kana kuti alikumusha ye kana atora ye. Unofu wangu zutumirwa ye kuno. Ndo mamwe. Katika tuma opportunities. Aka uiskwa. Ene zime expo. Kuita wo vai shamba zaka na kukakeza shinjao. Zawa inazo. Zunga wa shima bizimusi. Zunga wa shigadzirwa. Nde shimwe shaiti kwa mkana wakuti. Vema bizimusi. Vai vangu wano mkana wakushambaza. Kuti ndeta chakati. Ndeta chakati. Ndeta chakati. E, vachisanga na nevaru muno mu Amerika. Nevamu wakanga wapu waku Zimbabwe. Paka ito oja kari mumanzi. Pane mkoma na wishidika hariku simukira. Jasi ginao. Yani kambuka yaka ndiwa na Gibbs Sterek. Nde mungu anonzi Cindy Munyavi. Nde vamu wa imbi. Weku Zimbabwe wakanga wa shitanda za vanu. Zapera izuzo. Kwa kawene Highlanders yemuno.
Ya.
Mu Amerika. Ne dena musi yemuno mu Amerika.
Bekupiwa.
Navu.
Ya. Haipola na pala milichawa sivili.
Anokuti kuwa nwe mu Afrika kashinji. Munga fara Sterek asika na musu na
mwenye tabora. Haikona.
Shakafa yani.
Ya.
Zata imbwe uno otishita tiri wa diki.
Ya.
Kuma makuredi ya tishita wala otirini tiri wa diki.
Ya.
Mkaenda kumuchato wa hitu kwa pachikoro. Muka vamusi na kuchika keke.
Kaa no. Kanti ya bote. Yeah. So
kana mtu nakita bora
ahula
hakuna chini
enda bafana bangona banye basima college omunye wabute ufuna kudlala sibili
super league yapane mumwe ari kutamba akabva zvakare ku Zimbabwe mwana we Zimbabwe ari munhu ari kutambira Maryland University of Maryland anotamba iyi
badlala bafana la
anotamba
so
saka ndo mumwe mikana yakanga iri ko iyo gifts saka tudatoda kuti nasi tinge tichikurukura nezvazvo kuti mikana yakadai munoona ichibatsira zvakadi uye woimi mezvizva mungati dai zvawedzerwa kana kugadziriswa tichange tichikupa mukano yekuti aurani vari kuronga Zime Expo iwao tinenge tina opano nevamwe vairatidza zvinhu zvavo pa Zime Expo egore rino.
Yeah, kunjalo we've got videos of some of the people that attended Zime Expo. Let's see what they were up to there.
This is Ngosana Ngomo. I'm DJ Danger Vibes. Don't even put the DJ in front. I'm just Danger Vibes. I'm a DJ and audio engineer in Atlanta, Georgia. You can catch me at Evan Gotti most weekends. I won second place. I thought I was going to win, but they beat me fair and square on that one. So, yeah. Make sure you check me out. Danger Vibes at Danger Vibes, VYBZ. Instagram, Facebook, everywhere. That's it, really.
That is new. The process was very good, welcoming and everything. I'd like to thank for the support and everything, the assistance that appeared. I think when we saw Rufara, the assistance, we just want to
My name is Jimmy Prince Simunyu. I'm the VP of Marketing, Vice President of Marketing for CargoLink International. And I'm here at the Zimbabwean Expo to promote our business. We are shipping all different kinds of things to Zimbabwe. Right now we have a special deal, $100 off until May 31st for drums and wardrobe boxes. And our goal is to try to support all Zimbabwean businesses by creating a bridge that allows people to distribute or send stuff to Zimbabwe. We have a website, Cargo. If you want to get a hold of us, just go to our website, CargoLink International.com. That's CargoLink International.com. And also, you can just call us at 978-726-8010.
Ini ndinoitwa Dr. Gadziro Gwekwerere. Ndiri mutevedzeri wokumadzimai Vice Chair Lady MDC North America. Diri pano pa Chicago takamirira bato redu re MDC indakamirira kunyanya kumadzimai isu tine hurongwa hwekuti titsvage rubatsiro tibatsire vana vari ku Zimbabwe panyaya dzemafizi nemadzimai anotambura saka tine shoe drive yatiri kuita yokuti vane shangu dzavo dzavasisade dzevakuru dzavadiki dzevarume dzemadzimai tiri kudzitora tozodzindisa ku recycling mari inobuda ipapo yose inonanga ku Zimbabwe kunobatsira zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe panyaya dzefees nezvimwe zvinonetsa mupenyu. Tinotenda muchatitsigira kana vanenge vaine shangu dzavo matunhu ese vanokwanisa kundibata pa 347-208-7244. Tozova director kune vanouya vachitora shangu pamba pavo. Tatenda and tinovimba muchatitsigira.
So, Joga, those are some of the people who actually attended Zim Expo, and there were so many of them that were excited about what they're doing. Mm-hmm. You know, kuna mpanake sibonile abantu Joga bekhuluma ngabakwenzayo, sibonile abe MTC kuzobuya ke abanye ke abachiyeneyo. So ke bebetshengisela nje ababuye ukuthi baze bayakwenza khonapho.
Kuti chisha vari kuita ndizvo zvotaona pana mukoma vataura kuti vakafadzwa zvikuru nokuti vakwanisa kurinyowa passport yavo. Munenge wadimurirwa rwendo rwokuti unge uchienda kuZimbabwe kunorinyowa.
Wakungofikira lapo eWashington. Kuti nxa usenda unze Chicago uya flyer, you need accommodation.
Chicago uya kuno. Saka wakungozviitira panzvimbo.
Yeah.
Ndofunga idanho rakanaka. Tinoimba kuti ive vembasa havangomirira zvinhu zvakaita seZim Expo. Vanofanira vachingotaurira vanhu kuti musi wakati, mwedzi wakati, tinenge tiri mudunhu rakati, vanhu uyai mutione ipapo, vobva voenda kune rimwe nzvimbo. Ndofunga zvinoreruka.
That's right.
Yes.
And we also have some more people that said a lot of things. Mm. So let's have another video of the people talking. Yes.
Ngiyajabulisa ukubona abantu bakithi ekhaya abavele eZimbabwe behlangene kangaka bedlala ingutwe nje. Ngibone ngani standard sibili is very high for ama team esocial angasolana competitive. Ngibone ngani nxa bengaqhuba bakhule baye yi-team engaba yi-team yebhora sibili ezizwayo. Ngiyabonga.
Wena ngosomabhizinisi, so uthe ufika lapha ubone njani kodwa umbukiso lo?
Yazi ngijabulile kakhulu, bengakhangelanga ukuthi zahlangana le nto enje. Ngithe ngifika lapha mina bengivakatshile ngingalandanga exactly iZimbabwe Business Expo, but ngithe ngisizwa ngayo ngajabula kakhulu ukuthi ngifike ngesikhathi esiraye. Ngihlangane labantu abaningi kakhulu, ngabona ukuthi abantu abalapha ngabana abantu abalemqondo abafuna ukuthi ngabe iZimbabwe yathuthuka. Balama-ideas amaningi, kulama-business amaningi engiwabonileyo. Ngithabile ukuthi ngizuzile ama contacts ukuthi engcenye lami inqambuyele ekhaya zake ngikhulume laba 102 bangcedise kuyami business ye pharmaceutical wholesaling and mbona baningi kakhulu abantu bakhona balama various and different business models abalawo enxa singawathatha sibancedi sibangenise ekhaya mbona ngani ungasinceda kakhulu.
Yeah, so nxa ukhangela kodwa ukuhlangana kwabo abantu sibili bezihlanganela nje ukhanya sibili into ethakazelelwa ngabana abantu abaningi. So wena ubona ngani kodwa kuyanceda yini khona ukuthi bakwenze kuhlala kunjani?
Ngibona ngani kuyabanceda kakhulu ukuthi abantu abangapha abangekho ekhaya bahlangane bakhumbuzane ngalapho abavela khona babone ukuthi bengancedisa njani ukuthi kabakhohlwanga lanxa belapha bebuye ngemsebenzi abanye bebuye ndlela ezijiyeneyo kodwa kukhanya bayakhumbula lapho abavela khona. So kuyathokozisa ukubana amaZimbabweans ayayithanda iZimbabwe njalo bayifisela into enhle. So yikho mbona bengani okubenza bahlangane ngizwe ngani nxa ngulalele injongo yangikhona ukubana ekugcineni bengahlanganisa imingqondo yabo ngamabhizinisi abalayo lama-attributes abalawo bengancedisa eZimbabwe. Mbonani kuhle kakhulu and the atmosphere nje is very inhle kakhulu, bakhanya abantu bayakholisa bathakazelana ukuthi bavele ezindaweni ezijiyeneyo kuma-states ajiyeneyo and sebehlangene bangamaZimbabweans and bayakhulisana.
Ye, so phosele ukugcina apa basibali.
Ngithabile kakhulu ukuhlangana lo mngane wami okuthiwa ngoGibbs Dube. Gibbs Dube, ngiyakubonga, phakamisa iflag yeZimbabwe kakhulu, umsebenzi owenza ngiyawuthabela kakhulu.
Siyabonga kakhulu ke John.
Ndiri pangu makadi.
Ndiripo munonzi kokwani?
Munonzi kokoni kairo.
Nekairo mauya kuzovinge ipara.
Ndauya kuzoona zviri kuitwa panapa.
Maona chii?
Ndiri kungoonawo vanhu vari kungofara. Passport office iri panapa.
Imi magwaro enyu anga aripo?
Aiwa magwaro ndinawo. Ndaona vanhu vakawanda vekumusha, ndiri kufara zvekuti.
Waona vanhu vachibatsirwa kupassport?
Ndaona vanhu vachibatsirwa kupassport, vachitowana mapepa ekuti passport dzavo dzibude.
Kumusha kuti utore passport hazvinetsi. Zvinongonetsa mbishana mbishana but zvinofamba.
Zvinofamba but kuno kundaona kuti hazvisi kunetsa. Kunakidza chaizvo. Kufara.
So zvitaurira vanhu kuti imimi kumusha muri kubva kupi?
ndinobva kuruwa ndinokwazisa vanhu mese kumusha kuruwa inini kuno aiwa zvinhu zviri kufamba ndiri kufara zvekuti ndaona hama dzekumusha ndaona vana vekumusha tikutaura chekumusha nhasi tiri kufara zvekuti
kuti ngikhulume isindevele but niyadopadopa vele mina ngivele emashonerland asi ngihlale ematebeleland well ilearn debele grade 1 and 2 so ngiyadoba and I used to work in Plumtree Town for 3 years so yeah I wanted to say something in Kalanga. Eh, Mabuyani, Mujani. Okay, ndo lebeleka kwazukwazo. Well, I miss you, my Matavela and people. You guys are great. Keep the love going. I love you. Stay blessed.
So now, Chonga, those are some of the people that we actually attending. Very happy people there. Eh?
That's true.
And with Mr. John Fett Spanda. John Fett is a business person. He's in the pharmaceutical industry.
Okay.
So he was saying that he got some people that he worked to and he's likely to make a follow-up and maybe strike some lucrative deals because he says, you know, the situation at home is not all that good, but he will try to make that kind of a follow-up and maybe have his business running on top gear. And then we had Coco in Cairo. She was a very happy woman there. And she was saying that it's good to eat mfushwa. It's good to eat some traditional foods. That's right. Exactly.
Speaking,
yeah, so I understand. So it was really a blessing to meet here. And
Yes.
You know, despite being here in the diaspora, I mean, naturally, you are a Zimbabwean. And there's nothing that stops you from having that flake on your head. So, because you're a man of the soil, you know?
I know.
But it doesn't mean that you are affiliated to any party. Yes.
Yes.
So, I think now we're joined by Mr. Anesu Manjengwa. He's the Zim Expo co-founder and is based here in USA. Mr. Manjengwa, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening to you, and thank you
for
having me on your program.
Thank you so much, Chonga.
Mama Njengwa Makadi. I want to rumpe nyukungoti nindaka ita zvekuya nesoka kuzimu expo ndakazosvika zvichonzi yapera mai manje asi gorero yati 3 days.
I did
ndizvozvo. Tinotenda zvikuru muchiwana mukana wekupinda muchirongwa chedu kuti tinzgo ne ini ndisina kwanza kunge ndiriko nevamwe vateereri varipo kuti vange vachinzwa kuti zvakafamba sei uye mikana ipi yavanowana nemiwo zvakare vanenge vachiitawo hurongwa ihu mikana ipi yamune muchiwanawo munyaya dzemabhizimusi kutandadzana kuumba ushamwari nekuumba ukama. Maybe you can start by just explaining how the Zim Expo 2019 went by in Chicago.
Aiwa, yakaenda, it went by very fast. You know, we take a long time preparing and planning, and then when the time comes, yatopera. It went very well on Friday. Nakatine mapassport embassy, which is Friday and Saturday, and we had about 40 people that got help with my passport on location. Muno zvakuno kuAmerica unofanira kuenda kuembassy semunhu kuti passport yako itwe renewed kuti mafingerprints application form yako. And then tinoshanda nawo vauya kubva kuexpo katanga tiri isusu kuti vatibatsire isusu instead of yekuti vanhu vaenda ukoko vane yako expo. Manhu arasi takaita business dinner, takadana vanhu ari mabusiness kuti vauye tidye tese. Pakwaya vashoma vakakwanisa kusvikira nokuti Chicago has a traffic in my Friday Manero. I did a white angle at a rubber fat from my Ningi, Monsieur Fred Manero, I came out to Chita Soso. Tabeta would get dinner, Takano would wait, the Chitam Baba, Battle of the DJs, a Pano Akoma now and a Pana with our Shano, why to give Tana, Panya Kurita Manzi. Now I'm Monsieur Friday. Saturday, Takamuka with my passport to get a business expo. Maskati tichiona vasikana vakachigadzirira kuita fashion show achiita marehearsal vakapeta ivo marehearsal vakumafive tichinhu vanga vakubana nonzi jas signal vakuairport angauyawo kuchitandadza manhere musi wesaturday So manero wache Saturday takazoita Miss Zimbabwe fashion show tika shongedzwa navasikana vaviri vanonzi vanonzi Gamu umwe wacho anonzi Edna avo nhembe dzavo dzekuzimbabwe dzakanaka manene dzakatsvoka navanhu pastage then the fashion show vayaitwa tikawana anenge anohwina akanzi anonzi iye Nothando Chantel Jack nevateedzi vake vaviri mwacho anonzi Natalie Mishore nemwe anonzi Nyasha ndo vanga vachimuteedza pakuhwina nezimbabwe. Then at the same time takaita music yamukomana anonzi Shastro aimboipa nanasitana kuzimbabwe andokana kuimba kusira nokutamba takapinda musikana anonzi Cynthia Munyawi ekubva kuzimbabwe akatiimbirawo tikafaruka musakano wedu wemusi wesaturday nemukomana anonzi Jazz Signal iye kumana westonyen uyauya anga ari kuno achitiimbira musi wesaturday. Musi wesunday takatibwe kupark local park Oakbrook city park kwaka kuine makwikwi esoka all day. Pane timu yekuchicago ndiyo yakahwina timu pane timu yeku Atlanta yakaruza yekuindiana yakaruza neimwe timu ndikufunga kuti yanga isindiana just escaped me but yaida kuzohwinawo asi yekuchicago hokoko local team yakahwina ikahwina mukombe wezinetro 2019 Chicago. Ndokupetera kwetakaita makwikwi edu ezinetro 2019.
Aiwa pakabatwa basa apo vamanjengwa. Asi tichitarisawo amungati mahighlights, what were the highlights yezime expo 2019?
I think the highlights tinangoti kuimba paJazz Signal baada kukifadza vanhu vese vanga varimo nekuhwina pa Nothando kuita neZimbabwe vakafadza vanhu vakawanda maningi. Ndoangangoti main highlights asi vanhu vemunharaunda vakauya kubatikuba passport zvakavarerukira maningi nokuti munozi yakawanda mhuri yakaivanawo ko 3 kana murume nemukadzi kana muri 4 kutakura mhuri yese kubva kumba kwako kuenda kuDC kuita mapassport zvinoremera vanhu vakawanda zvinodhurira vanhu vakawanda saka kuuya kwevakaita panharaunda patanga TV kuita mapassport avo vakafara zvikuru naizvozvo saka that's a very good service that I think we're going to continue to provide the people zvinovafadza nekuvarerukira maningi izvozvo.
Yeah, thank you so much. We are going to have some more voices of people that actually attended the Zim Expo, so we'll just put a video there. And Mr. Manjengwa, can you just stay on the line?
Thank you.
Thank you. So let's have the video now. Yes.
ngilapha USA atesile Zim Expo ende kusenza kana izinto eziningi sibone abantu sokuntambama saba labahlabelela abavele eZimbabwe sesilo Jazz Signal lo Cindy Munyani abantu bathabile sivili uyakwazi libona umuntu ovele ekhaya sebe sijayele ukuphonga ukukhathisa ingoma kumaradio nokuma-TV kodwa sibe sibabona live sivili behlabela sibili kube kuhle abantu bebabukela bebona labo bebona ukuthi shiwa amazimbabwenzi bayasapota lokhu abakwenzayo and kathesi lapha sesibukele umdlalo ibhora amazimbabwenzi bayadlala inguqu so basegrowundini so sibukele siyababona bedlala sibili so into enhle sibili etshengisela ukuthi lapho esivela khona ezimbabwe konke lokho kukhona kwenzakala noma singapha sikuchiyi.
Hi guys, my name is Tatenda. Ndinogara muchicago Westmont, Illinois, and ndinodzidza kuchikoro kurokaland and right here where, as you can see, we're at Zim Expo, our soccer tournament, where we get to have a firm grasp of that family unit, of that family, of that Zim community, where we strengthen our bonds as a family abroad, and it's pretty much one in. I want to shout out to the people who organized this event. It's very fun. I got to know some mentors, some people whom I didn't know, some people who actually give me some advice about life, and I got to more proud of my own Zim community, and I want to thank the organizers. And yeah, thank you guys.
All right, thank you everybody else. We're here at Zim Expo, and my name is Samurai Bukurere, and what we have here is a biltong, what we call biltong from home, and it's right here, and it's being made here.
Hi, my name is Nyasha Mufakure. I won second princess of Miss Zimbabwe USA, and I'm going to continue to do my work in making sure that we have Zimbabwean representation in America and have more of us beautiful girls on TV, on magazines, and I cannot wait to see what I do next in my life. Thank you so much for this opportunity.
It's me again. Doitwa Mailolo, guys. Just showcasing my biltong at Zim Expo. Bachada, $20 for the big packet. I have steak. I have the sliced one. It is spicy, it is plain. We are mtenge chimkuyu, hamatsang. We are mufunge kumusha mchitenga chimkuyu.
In the US of A, and we have hot, we got it traditional, and we got it on garlic. And this is all Zimbabwean, definitely biltong. Thank you very much.
So those are the people that were attending.
You know, I was wondering what you were chewing all along.
Biltong, chimkuyu. Yeah, that chimkuyu.
You had fun, eh?
Yeah, so much fun.
Yeah.
So apparently they wanted to pick me as number 9, one of the teams.
Mm-hmm.
But then, you know, the contract wasn't proper. So and the, I said next time, guys.
You were Tony in between training Dynamos or Highlander.
So there was a disco steal. I went for that.
I understand now have another Mr. Quiet guest.
Yes, so we've got Mr. Quiet Ngube, who is the Zim Expo co-founder, like Mr. Manjangwa. Baba Ngube, say, I'm going to hello, Mr. Ngube, welcome to... maybe Sukulu Hle Ngube. Hello. Okay. Yeah, Baba Ngube, kunjani?
Hai, nkona njani, nani kona ngapi?
Si kona kakhulu, siyabonga ukuthi lisinike leli thuba ukuthi singene khonapha, lingene khonapha kunkulumo yethu. So ke, lichove njani kodwa?
Hai, kuhambe kahle, siyathaba ukuthi impela viki singemva kwethu khathesi sesingakhangela okuzayo kulo mnyaka esiwungenayo.
Yes, singathi wena ukubona ngazani sibili abantu bakuthakazelele kakhulu kuyini babancane?
Hayi, kuya ngokuthi ngubani okhuluma ngaye, okhuluma laye. Kungenani ezomgido zivele yizo ezithandwa nguZulu wonke. Abachichimbila abantwana babantu bakithi. Ngomgqibelo ntambama kwaze kwatshaya ihora lokuqala ekuseni yangesonto. Bechichimba begida kuthunqa uthuli nanxa kade kule khapheli. Uthuli luthunqile. Yiyo abayithakazelela kakhulu bese sokusiza le esithi i-beauty pageant. Ayibinhle sibili kakhulu izintombi kade zitshengisa ubuhle babo bazo zancintisana ke kade kule zintombi ezisificaminwembili. Hayi, kade bebahle abantwana babantu. Bebahle sibili bevathe bephelele. Kwakhethwa ke labo abayibona abatholakale besedlula amanye. Kuvele uhamba njalo.
Yes, singathi ke kodwa nxa sesikhangela abantu ababuyileyo sibili abantu bakhona osomabhizimusi abathe bakuthakazelele kakhulu ukuthi bahlangane labanye. Liyake lilandelele libone ukuthi khonokho abakhulume ngakho kwenzakala yini.
Sikhuluma nje khonokho khathesi sesiqalisile ukuthi sikwenze. Namhla ntambama sizabe silomhlangano sizakukhangela konke okwenzakele ngempelaviki, okuhambe kahle lokungahambanga kahle, okusolakalayo lokungelansolo, okudinga ukuthi kwenziwe ngconywana ngesikhathi esilandelayo. Konke sihlala phansi sihlangane sikubone ukuthi sihambe njani bese sikhangela ukuthi ngokuyini esingakwenza ngcono ngesikhathi esizayo. Ye, abantu siyabalalela sibili. Kunjenje sikhuluma sebeqalile ukuthi bafake okusembonweni wabo abakubonileyo abakusolileyo labakuthakazeleyo siyabalalela sibili sesizama ukuthi senze ngcono ngesikhathi esizayo yikho ukuqondileyo uma ufuna ukuthi uphumele.
Ye, siyakuzwa kakhulu-ke sicela ubambe khonapho-ke baba Ncube ecingweni silabantu lapha-ke kufacebook abasilandelayo usikhumbuzo umlalazi uMandla Handy Mahlangu kuzobuya labanye abaningi uBruce Hlabangana-ke uthi siyabonga ukuphakamisa ukuphakama kwenu maZimbabwe amahle kuzobuya njalo usikhumbuzo umlalazi uthi kuhle lamhla akukhulunywa ngezepolitics akula ungani kuyahlupha siyabonga kakhulu-ke Studio 7 Ubusani Mbuso Ntini uyabuza ukuthi kade kulabantu abanenganganani kuyakhanya yini lokuthi iZim Expo iyangaphi babadube sicela ukuthi ubaba Ncube asithele ukuthi kambe iyangaphi nxa sokubuya iminyaka so Mr. Mbuso Ntini is asking about
the next
Zim Expo. Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. So there's a question here Mr. Ncube about where Zim Expo is going. So can you give Mr. Busani Mbuso Ntini some kind of response on that kind of an issue?
Hey, Mbusani, ungapi siziva? Nyamazi usikumfubusani.
Yeah, so uyabuza ukuthi kuya ngapi? Ukhanya liya ngapi in terms of the future and lingabe lingapi next year kumbe into ezinjalo.
Okwakhathesi into esizama ukuthi sihlose kakhulu njengoba sisazi ukuthi iZimbabwe imi ngapi siyafisa lathi ukuthi sizama ukuthuthukisa ilizwe lakithi imbijana leyo singayenza ikakhulu ezamabhizinisi ikakhulu ukuthi sazi ukuthi kulama opportunities anjani ekhaya laba abafuna ukwenza amabhizinisi siyafisa kakhulu ukuthi sihlangane le nkokheli zelizwe zekhaya ukuze sazi ukuthi i-diaspora singenzani okunganceda abantu bethu abangapha labangale ilizwe lethu singafaka isandla ngandlela bani sifuna ukuthi bakwazi ukuthi sizimisele lathi izimetho kayisiyo business enkulu kakhulu but imbono lemicabango lezifiso zikhona esifisa ukuthi sizenze ye siyakholisa ukuthi senze nje eze ibhola abaculayo konke lokhu siyakwenza but injongo yeZim Expo njengoba ngibizwe lisithi Zim Expo
senze so baba Ncube ubamba kancane khonapho sithathe ubaba sechongweni lapha icongo lakhe lungawa
thinemtheleli Gibbs hello
hello makasimba
takasimba baba zita ndiani
Lizbel
muri kupi baba
ndiri kuno ku Harare
muharare taurai chirongwa ndechenyu tipei pfungwa dzenyu
ndanokabata chikwa tine nyaya ipi ziya
nhasi tiri kukurukura nezveZim Expo yakaitwa kuno kuamerica mukupera kwesvondo kwaibatana vana vezimbabwe vachisangana vachiratidzana zvemabhizimusi mikana yemabhizimusi kutandadzana nezvimwe zvakadaro
hallo
ndofunga vakata vanga vachifunga kuti vanga vachifunga kuti pane zviri kutaurwa zvimwe zvisiri handisina kunzwa kuti nyaya ipi iri kukurukurwa nhasi tiri kukurukura nezveZim Expo yakaitwa kuno kuamerica mudunhu reIllinois muguta rechicago kwakasangana vana vezimbabwe regai tinzwe kuna vamanjengwa kuti vazhinji vanoda kuziva kuti sangano renyu kana kuti vari kuronga mutambo uyu chii chiri mazviri chamunowanawo imi Hello, Manjengwa. Hello, Mr. Manjengwa. Are you still there? I think we are having a bad connection.
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yes, I was asking you, what's in for you guys to arrange this and plan the Zim Expo annually? Because ever since I came to the U.S., How many years ago, Gibbs?
Oh, some donkey years ago.
You guys, you have been entertaining us, and we're looking forward to Zim Expo each year. So, what's in it for you guys?
It's just mostly from the kindness of our heart. We don't really do it for money. We want to do it for money, and hopefully maybe in a couple of years, money will start coming out. But in the meantime, because of the business environment in Zimbabwe and the shortage of cash, it has been difficult to have the industry in Zimbabwe come over and follow their customers. So basically, we're waiting for the climate to change, and we will be able to coordinate business-to-business relationship between the U.S. and Zimbabwe, and then we can start making money. So right now, we are just incubating business ideas and waiting for the environment to set itself straight so we can make some money.
Mm-hmm. Did you have anyone from Zimbabwe on the business side this year?
No. This year we did not. Last year we did.
Okay.
We had Barclay Bank last year, and I think the year before we had other people too. But this year we didn't have anybody from Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm. And what about those in America, or those American business people? Did they have the opportunity to come and exhibit there?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we had businesses that are based here in America following the Zimbabwean clientele here in America. So we had those. I think we had about 12 businesses that either were there on location or supported us financially online or through banners or online social media advertisement portals. So we had those. But we want to connect them with the ones in Zimbabwe and be the middleman.
Mm. Thank you. Thank you so much, Vama Njengwa. Rambai mshitanyu. Zamuru kuita. Rambai mriparu nare. Tibo tura mtereri. We have a caller, Gibbs. Hello.
Hello. Magadi. Vama nanda wakutawara.
Vama nanda magadi iku.
Nagazi. Karandu chukwa kanda vapa.
Ah, wakato tanga wakupopotele imu chiripozo. Kuti nofunga maito nzwa wamu wa shitaura nesha. Ta icha ura. Sana atina usara tshukureva ya iku.
I was going to go to the Zimbabwe. Kuti waone kuti unyanzvi hwatinahwo kuZimbabwe hwakambomirawo sei kana zvikwanisikawo tikazvidhirowawo mainvestors anozoitawo kuti kunyika kunge kuchizotinakirawo nomati chingasvika kupi tigare tiri muno musango tisinganyanyorangarira kukumusha. So I would want to say the introduction of this program should be promoted. I think we should do. I have the work to the talk, kuti zvirambe zvakaita saizvozvo. Ndinofunga kuti maybe nokuno South Africa zvikadaro. I think by the time patinosvikawo makore maviri matatu mana, zvine zvakuonekerawo, and those who are outside vanenge vakuisawo confidence kuti ai vanhu vanozvide sekuda kuvakanika, besides to be united and to have a positive mind and a positive thinking, kuti how do we help our country back home, because at the end of the day we shall go back home.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Vamananda. Tinoimba kuti vadare vedu vari kutinzwa. Thank you so much, Mr. Mananda. I think Mr. Ngube, you can respond to Mr. Mananda. What he said that he actually started by thanking you for organizing the Zim Expo. And he says, is it possible that in the future you bring in big businesses so that the Zimbabweans and other partners know what is happening in Zimbabwe?
So I guess Mr. Ngube's phone is actually dropped.
Okay.
Maybe you can redirect it.
So, yeah, Mr. Manjengwa, maybe you can respond to the caller who is requesting big businesses, or is saying, is it possible that you bring in big businesses? Though we know last year you brought in one of the big banks in Zimbabwe. So he's saying, can you bring big business companies to also showcase at the Zim Expo?
Definitely. That's something that we are honestly working on. I think companies that want to harvest the diaspora, companies like Nyarazo, even Tourism Authority, Minister of Tourism, Barclay Bank, or some of the big banks in Zimbabwe, we are talking to them this year. So that's they are on our radar, and we are going to start early this year. And as soon as the financial climate changes, we are going to pursue them and make sure that they are available for this coming year's expo.
Aiwa, zvino fadza zvikuru zvamuri kuita vamanjengwa. Ndinoimba vakawanda vanenge vachinetseka kuti vangapindawo sei mukuratidzira kunenge kuchiitwa kuZim Expo. How do you advertise or how do you make people aware that the Zim Expo, this is what is required of you to exhibit or to participate? How do you advertise?
We use our website, zimexpousa.com. That's all year round. But towards my events, I know it, I do not use the social media. We have a presence on Snapchat, on WhatsApp, on Facebook, on Instagram. So we use that. We push out a lot of communication through our social media outlets. The issue basically is we normally get 200 people on location, but we cast out to thousands of people. So we normally have reactions, people as far out as Australia or England or Canada. They all hear about us. What I encourage the people to do is to stay connected, CMR Zimbabweans. Let us stay connected to my local WhatsApp groups, or let us, let's not be living in islands. Because if you are living in an island and you are in the middle of America, we have no way of getting to you. Now we cannot push a WhatsApp message to you. So if you're in a community, join the local community WhatsApp group, be in communication with other Zimbabweans so that we can easily get to you with one or two hops. So we can get to you, yeah.
Thank you so much, Mr. Manjunga. Please do stay on the line, Gibbs.
Now I think we are joined by our third guest, and that is Ms. Wolohle Ncube, one of the co-founder members of Zim Expo. Ms. Ncube, we welcome you to the this program.
Thank you.
Now tell us, Zim Expo is gone, and now maybe you are starting to prepare for next year. So what are you doing to make it bigger and better next year?
First of all, we need to vote for the next state, since we go different states, and we usually correct the next year from this year's Zim Expo. So since we just finished this Zim Expo, we are yet to sit down and meet to see where we need to improve or where we will exercise a success so that we can carry it over to the next year.
So now, looking at what happened this year, are you really happy about everything?
Personally, yes. I was happy. I'm actually happy every year. Mm-hmm. But we do see sometimes some challenges that we need to correct for next year. So each venue is different, but I was happy this year.
Yes, singakhuluma ke ngesiNdebele. Singathi ke khona ukwenzakala lo nyaka uyakuthakazelela yini, Mangi?
Ngiyakuthakazelela kakhulu. Siyasange sibe labantu abaningi kakhulu njengamanye ama-expo, kodwa yona nje i-expo yakhona was well organized. Ihambe ngendlela ekade siyiplane ngayo. Zobe singafisa ukuthi engakade kube ngcono kulalo kade kuyikho khona.
Ye, siyabona njalo ukuthi abantu abaningi bebedinga ke ama-passports lama-birth certificates. Kuzobuya ke Miss Zimbabwe USA kade khona layo. Lamaclash of ama DJ lana arichise phela umculo omnandi kuzobuya lenguqu sibili kuyinokunyeliza kungezelela kuzime expo buyayo
okwakhathesi singathi asikahlangani ukuthi sibone ukuthi sihlanganisa amakhanda ukuthi sibone ukuthi kuyini esingakungezelela ukuthi kuthabise abantu isikhathi esiningi siba lento ezifana naye kodwa nje sitshintsha ama artists every year sizama ukuthi sidlete umuntu othandwa ngabantu. So this year sinanzelela ukuthi i-artist esiyilethile ithandwe ngabantu kakhulu. kula manye ama artists esiwalethe.
Yeah, so
just in entertainment ukuthi ama Zimbabweans abanye ngabathanda entertainment abanye ngabathanda i-business yathi sizama ukuthi sikuhlanganise konke ka one ukuthi sikholisise wonke umuntu. So as far as the entertainment siyabona ukuthi hayi khanye ngani siyenza right. Ngoba abantu bayathakazelela i-entertainment esilayo ngoba ungananzelela yiyo kade nganile abantu abaningi so sokufanele siqinise kakhulu ku-business side.
Hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu ke
zinofadza
kakhulu
ya ndizvozvo ndauda kuitawo artist manje.
Oh, you want to sing?
Ndauda kuibo.
You know what will happen is somebody to make you only have one person watching you.
You,
the owner of the mic.
You. Thank you so much, Miss Ncube. Please do stay on the line. Give some water to Sao.
Yeah.
Zvanyorwa nevateereri pa Shona Viewer, Shona Facebook page. Ndiri kuona panongori nevanhu vari kungotizivisa kuti vari kuona vari kupi. Hapana vazhinji vari kukomenda zvikuru vari muSouth Africa. Ndofunga nenyaya yekuti vanenge vasina ruzivo nemafambiro akaita mutambo wekuno. Asi tina Bulia Leonard anzi watching from Windhoek kuNamibia uko. Patricia Swanda Burawa watching from Hyde Park, South Africa. Edith Gara watching from Gaborone kuBotswana. Witness Junior Nu Muchekwa anzi ndakatarira chirongwa icho chino ichi ndiri mutembisa zviri sei ikoko kwamuri. Then Amos Ngwenya watching from Johannesburg. Tichaona Chiminya in Lusaka. Mampo Shava watching from Bryanston, South Africa. Almafira Kurewa anzi from Bots ari muBotswana. Then Prosper Machizera anzi call me ndonzi Pride Simango ndobva kuChipinge izvozvi ndiri kuSouth Africa. Okay, ndofunga ndimukoma Pride Simango vashandisawo phone yava Prosper Machizera vachitaura kuti vafonere tichaedza kuti vafonere. Then Tatenda Nigel Muyambwa anzi ndiri paLusaka Jonga uri sei. Aiwa ini ndakasimba tinotenda zvikuru ndovari kutevera chirongwa vachiona zvatiri kunzwa nekunzwa zvatiri kukurukura pano Gibbs.
Jeff Maswane sekuti dhube sengikona la mikona pake estikini kuhamba njani. Jeff lapha ke sikhuluma ke ngeZim Expo kati khona phela ngeSoto kati kula bantu sibili kula ngale kuZim Expo kati bebukisa impahla etshiyeneyo. Kuzobuya ke le nguqu sibili kati idlala okumangalisayo abafana bangikhona ngababona inxeba ngayidla sibili yayilenda kumbe bayishaye bebhuqa iDynamos lapho ngiyalitshela sibili bebedlala sibili jonga
banotamba
bayadlala. Kuzobuya ke iMiss Zimbabwe siyabona ke ukuthi intombazana intombazana leyo kuthiwa nguChantel Jack ukumbeke elinye ibizo lakhe ekade lisebenzisa nguNodando utshayele sibili okuzwayo nguye phela obe Miss Zimbabwe USA. So ke kube sokubuya kunyasha Matsakure loCatherine Mashora Mushore ibakade bemlandela. So lapho sibili hayi ngamantombazana angani ayenza akwenzayo. Yes, sokuthiwa ke sile khona lapho
sinemthereri rekaitinzwe undiyana ari parunare. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Eh, makadi.
Sivo makadi, mutana Lisbon.
Oh, mukoma Lisbon, fone yenyange yazombodonha pae saka tisina kuzenge tanzwanana.
Okay, ndanga chitanya kuti anga chibato redu ranenge rishira tidzira zvatidzirwako. Zvakatambirwa zvakadii tingapasa kuvhunzana.
Nasi manje tatichingotarisa Zim Expo yakaitwa kuno kuAmerica kuChicago. Nemikana ingaitwawo not only muAmerica asi munyika dzakasiyana siyana mune vana veZimbabwe vari kunze kwenyika vari mudiaspora. Mikana yakadai inokubatsiraiwo zvakadimi mikana mukava muri kunze kwenyika ndo zvatatichikurukura nhasi. Saka mukana wekuti tinge tichizonzwa kuti musangano weCongress wakafamba zvakadii handi mukubvunza zveCongress.
Ndachibvunza kuti handiti vatiredi ranga richiti kwanzi tiri kundo ratidza zvatidza zvedu nekushambadza ivi vari kuAmerica ikoko saka havana kuzotudha kuti zvakafamba sei.
Vari vebato here?
Halo.
Mati vebato here?
Ehe.
Ibato ripi randiri kubvunza?
MDC Alliance.
MDC Alliance. Taona mavideo achiratidzwa apa kuti vakanga variko vachiti vari kuita yavari kuti shoe drive. kuedza kukorodza mbatya zvikuru shangu kune vanenge vachikwanisa kunge vachivabatsira kana kubatsira vari kutambura vari kumusha ivo kana vaunganidza vanozonogoverawo kune vanotambura vanenge vachidizevha kunge vachipiwa kumusha ndozvataona zvakaitwa neMDC pavakanga vari kuZim Expo ndozvaratidzwa pamavhidhiyo ataona akatorwa namukoma Gibbs vatiinavo panapa.
Okay, has not tambirwa.
Aiwa maita basa mukoma Lisbel.
Okay, amene zvakanaka.
Thank you so much. Yeah, andoona inonzi accountability.
Yes.
Mukoma Lisbel varikufona vari kuHarare. Vada kunzwisisa kuti takanzwa kuti bato redu rairatidzira ikoko ku Zim Expo. Zvizvara kaita tonzwa nani.
Yeah, exactly.
So the good thing is une ma video inonzi V11. Une V11.
Yeah, that's a scheme of things.
Yes.
Yes. So let's go back to Sikoluhle Ncube. Usakhona yini Mancube ecingweni? Nalo Sikoluhle Ncube ukhona ecingweni Ntombi Endala? Kungazana amafoni lapha angena nzima. Ukhona yini Mancube?
Ngiyenkona.
Oh yes, sorry lapha ukhayazani umanjinela lapho uthi uyabamba imtshina ngambona ngazani isithupha sijemile. Kodwa hayi songani sokuright. So ke akutsho ke Mancube ukuthi wena ngokubona kwakho uMiss Zim Expo, Miss Zimbabwe USA, kambe ukuthi kube khona khona kumncintiswano kutshoni kumantombazana?
UMiss Zim Expo ikunika amantombazana i-confidence ye-beauty, ukuthi besebenzise i-beauty yabo lengqondo zabo ukuyakhompitha labanye besiya phambili nje bese okwempilo yabo nje. So anti akuthi isayizi lezi ezincane ngoba silama requirements ukuthi umuntu kufanele ebe certain age group, ebe lama certain qualities. So siyabe sihlanganisa amankazana ama same qualities kodwa sebe computer bonke ukuthi besibone olengqondo ukukhalipha wawo.
Yeah. Yeah, so in English, the question is, what's the purpose of having Miss Zimbabwe USA?
You want me to translate that?
Yeah, can you say it again, you know, in English?
Well, I guess, you know, if beauty pageant show is mainly for young women who have the beauty, the brain, and the confidence, who are there to compete with each other so that they can advance to other beauty pageants, bigger beauty pageants like Miss Zimbabwe, Miss Universe.
Okay, thank you very much.
So it's like a beauty show.
Yeah. Stay on the line. I guess you're on lunch, but stay on the line then. So ubambe kona pho ngaikachana manje.
Yes, ndikaitinzwe kuna vamanjengwa. Vamanjengwa nguva dzese dzinenge dzakuda kunanaira kuti dzichisvika kwamvura yacheka makumbo. Vanhu vangada kuzwa kuti kana vakanga vachipiwa mukana wokuuya vachiratidzira kana kushambadza zvavanoita kana mabhizimisi avo nezvimwe zvakadaro, vanenge vachitarisirwa kubhadhara mari here kuti vanga vachipinda muchirongwa?
Ichokwadi, isusu basa redu reZim Expo tinogadzira platform where people can come and market themselves. So those people that want to harvest our people that we bring together, we ask them for a small token of appreciation so that they can easily set up and market to our people. So kachinzi kacho tinoda about $300 depending on what they're doing. But tinogona kuita manegotiations. Vanobvakure tinovatadzawa mari imwe yakati ombichana, asi tinokumbira madonations kachinzikacho kuna macompanies kuti vabatsirane nesu kuti tigone kupresenta the platform to the people. Normally iyo vanasuke vavanana kwaNcube nana Taylor ndivo vanobhadhara mari yacho. Saka munoziva kamuri pamahotels vana mafees anenge achidiwa kubhadhara hotel, vanohotera vana funds ada mari dzavo. So for us to be able to continue to do this year in and day out, we normally request the business people to either sponsor the girls or sponsor the hotels and give us some money so we can be able to work hard to make the environment more conducive for business.
Iko wano tengesa mune mchi wabvumizwa yenyu kuti vange vachitengesa zvakare kana kungoratidzira chete zvavanenge vachigadzira asi musingazoita kuti vatengese ipapo.
Vanotengesa ipapo. Kazhinji kacho vanotengesa hembe, vanotengesa majuto, vanotengesa zvakasiyana siyana. Even vanoita shipping, vanoita some insurance, they can come and sell ipapo on location. What normally we don't allow, what the hotel doesn't allow, is for you to come and sell wet food in the hotel. For liability purposes, they don't let you sell sajza or nyama in the hotel. But you can't go park to picnic on Sundays, barbecue, you can sell anything you want to sell there with no problem. But mostly people selling to make money, we would like them to pay us first before they can sell.
Thank you so much. We understand kuti pane bashida mari dzekubhadhara mahotel.
Iye, kunjani.
Kubhadhara nzvimbo, yatingati venue. Saka iwo Gibbs, kana kuda unotengesawo chauyi nacho, kana kuti kumushambadza, unofanira kuisawo kamari, kana uzoendawo kunobhadhara towards the venue. Hazvinozivikanwa izvo. Yes.
Kuti kumele abantu bebe kwazi kunoko. So ke, Mancube, nxa ungatshela abantu sibili ukuthi ukwenzela ukuthi uye kuZim Expo khona ngale, kuyini okufunakalayo. Sokolo Ncube uyangizwa mama.
Sorry, well sitting.
Yeah, ukuze uye kuZim Expo kufunakalani ukuthi nxa umuntu efuna ukuya kuZim Expo. Yakutshela abantu ngamafutshane mama.
So kuthiwa ngokuthi lithi ukuthi ukufuna ukubuya uzobuyela kumbe ukufuna ukuzoparticipator.
Kuze participator mama.
Uyasikontakta sokusiya ngokuthi wena ufuna ukwenzani njengoba sithi la ma-department atshiyeneyo anjenge. Nga ufuna ukuzoyenza i-business, uyathenga ibhuti, nefee yokuthenga ibhuti ubuye uzoshowcase into zakho oyabufuna ukuzithengisa. Loba nga ufuna ukuthi ube i-board member for that year, siyakwamukela futhi ukuthi ubuye ube i-board member for that year. Then abafuna nje ukuzozibukelela, abafuna abanye bafuna nje ukuzozikholisela kuphela.
So kulapho abangazwanga ngicela ukufaka ngesikhiwa ukuthi what does it entail for people to come and exhibit and generally for a member of the public to come there for Zim Expo. Can you tell them briefly?
Everyone is welcome. Is welcome to come and exhibit. The only thing that we have less tolerance for is politics. We don't accept politics. So that's for peace sake. But everyone else is welcome to come and showcase whatever product that they have. It can be groceries, it can be food, it can be something that's social media, internet, it can be clothes, anything. We welcome everyone. Then if you want to join to be a board member for whatever year it is, you are still welcome to put your money down and invest for that year. And then for the girls who want to join the beauty pageant, we have our requirements. We give you the requirements. You have to be a certain age and all these other requirements. You have to meet the requirements.
Yes.
So that if you win, you still qualify to compete with other bigger beauty pageants because they have the same requirements.
And there's an urgent message here from Mr. Moses Ncube. He's saying, how about a male fashion show at Zim Expo? And why female models only? And not males. Just briefly, 30 seconds.
Yeah, because most beauty pageant shows, you see, the winner has to go and compete for other beauty pageant shows like Miss Zimbabwe, Miss Universe. So if we have to have a male, it will just be for entertainment sake, but not that the winner will go anywhere.
Okay.
Because the winner has to represent Zim Expo wherever they go. So if it's a male, it will just be entertainment. We actually welcome... We do welcome those ideas.
Thank you. That's just to spice up the entertainment
because most people like entertainment.
Thank you.
So to boost the entertainment, we can. That's actually a very good idea. We do accept.
Thank you very much. Our time is out, so thank you so much. Maybe we have to contest for the Mr.
Zim Expo.
Yeah, I win.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I know. That's why I'm not contesting.
Sorry, we're out of time. We have to leave it there. We thank our guests this evening. Mr. Anesu Manyengwa, Mr. Quiet Ncube and Ms. Sukolohle Ncube. All these are Zim Expo co-founder members. Thanks also to listeners and viewers who joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk. Signing off is Kip Stube in Washington, D.C. Bye-bye.
Neni, Chungakandemiri, Tostangana Mshulongwa, Studio 7, Shunotevera, Mora Shakanaka.